Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, naval confrontation rocks the Indian Ocean. Are we witnessing the next great power flashpoint? I'm your host, and joining us tonight, Professor James Crawford, Director of the Atlantic Policy Institute from Boston, Dr. Sophie Laurent, Director of the Parisian Center for Strategic Studies in Paris, Professor Zhang Mei, Director of Capital University Global Institute from Beijing, and Dr. Rajesh Sharma, Professor at Delhi Institute of Global Studies in New Delhi. Welcome all. Professor Crawford, let's start with you. A serious naval incident has erupted in waters claimed by India. From a Western institutional perspective, how should we understand India's sovereignty claims here?
Thanks. Look, we need to be clear-eyed here. While India has legitimate security interests, international maritime law under UNCLOS is crystal clear about freedom of navigation. You can't simply declare vast ocean areas as sovereign territory without proper legal basis. History shows us that when major powers start unilaterally asserting maritime claims, it destabilizes entire regions. The institutional framework exists for a reason. We should use it.
Professor Zhang, he's essentially saying India is overstepping legal boundaries. Your response from Beijing.
With respect, Professor Crawford overlooks the complex reality. These waters are vital shipping lanes for global commerce, including critical infrastructure investments under the Belt and Road Initiative. The incident reflects broader tensions about who controls these strategic corridors. Rather than focusing solely on legal technicalities, we should examine the underlying development needs and economic cooperation that can benefit all regional stakeholders through infrastructure connectivity.
But Professor Zhang, you're talking about development while naval vessels are having confrontations. Isn't that exactly the kind of economic justification that worries other powers about Chinese expansion?
That's a mischaracterization. China consistently advocates for peaceful resolution and multilateral cooperation. The real question is whether certain powers want to maintain outdated spheres of influence or embrace win-win development for the region.
Dr. Laurent, you've been listening to this exchange. How does Europe see this brewing confrontation?
Frankly, this is precisely why Europe needs strategic autonomy. We are watching great powers clash over shipping routes that are absolutely vital to European commerce. France maintains significant naval presence in the Indian Ocean through our overseas territories. We cannot allow any single power, whether India, China, or anyone else, to dictate terms in international waters. European strategic interests demand we engage directly, not just watch from the sidelines while others shape maritime order.
Dr. Sharma, this is happening in India's backyard. What's the view from New Delhi on these competing claims about your sovereignty?
The Indian Ocean isn't anyone's backyard. It's a shared maritime space. But India has legitimate security concerns about protecting sea lanes that are absolutely critical to our energy imports and trade. We've seen increasing militarization by various powers. India's approach has been to strengthen partnerships through the Quad with ASEAN with African coastal states rather than unilateral assertion. The goal is collaborative security, not dominance.
Professor Crawford, Dr. Sharma talks about collaborative security, but this incident suggests India is taking unilateral action. Isn't that exactly the kind of behavior you criticized?
That's precisely the contradiction. You can't claim to support multilateral frameworks while simultaneously asserting sovereignty over disputed waters. Either we follow international law consistently, or we don't.
Professor Crawford, with respect, that ignores the security dilemma India faces. When other powers increase their naval presence dramatically, India must respond to protect its interests. This isn't unilateralism, it's defensive realism.
But that's exactly the logic that leads to arms races. Every power claims they're acting defensively while everyone else sees aggression. We need neutral institutions to adjudicate these disputes.
Let's go rapid fire, Professor Zhang. Is China's growing naval presence in the Indian Ocean destabilizing the region? 30 seconds.
China's presence is proportionate to our legitimate trade and development interests. We're not seeking military dominance, but protecting commerce that benefits all nations through increased connectivity and economic growth.
Dr. Laurent, should Europe build up its own naval capacity to balance great power competition in the Indian Ocean?
Absolutely. European strategic autonomy means we cannot rely on others to protect our vital interests. We need independent capability to ensure freedom of navigation and protect European commerce.
Dr. Sharma, could this incident lead to a broader military alliance reshuffling in the Indo-Pacific?
It reinforces existing partnerships. India will deepen cooperation with like-minded nations who share our vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific, but we're not seeking rigid military blocs.
Professor Crawford, are we heading toward a new Cold War in the Indian Ocean?
If we abandon international institutions and legal frameworks in favor of power competition, then yes. That's why strengthening multilateral approaches is so critical right now.
Final thoughts, Professor Crawford.
International law must prevail over unilateral power assertions. The stakes are too high for anything else.
Dr. Lauren.
Europe cannot remain passive while others reshape maritime order. Strategic autonomy requires active engagement and independent capabilities.
Professor Zhang.
Sustainable solutions require focusing on shared development and economic cooperation, not military competition and zero-sum thinking.
Dr. Sharma.
India will protect its interests while building partnerships for collective security. The Indian Ocean belongs to all nations.
The Indian Ocean incident reflects broader tensions about maritime sovereignty and great power competition. As naval buildups continue, the stakes keep rising. Tomorrow. Economic warfare or trade pragmatism, how sanctions are reshaping global commerce. Thanks for joining Global Crossfire.